Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy. Welcome, friends of Be Calm on Awe Island. We're so glad to have you join our world. Before we get started, we have a message for our caring adults. We've updated our Awe Island merchandise. Now, you have three options for your relaxing t-shirt, blanket, or sweatshirts, including our brand new dragon breath design. Go to our website, aweisland.com, and order your comfy t-shirt from our merchandise page. You can share your love and support for us at Be Calm on Awe Island with your purchase. And we'll keep providing you with original stories and meditations. Thank you for your help. Now, let's relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. First, set your listening buddy to your side and let's take three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, you're going to think about how your body feels in the air, as if you're resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, so you're very safe. You'll start by thinking about your feet, slowly move up to your head, and end with thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your cloud. It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze hugs you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Now, think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Next, think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze circle you as the cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Now focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud carries you and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to drift between them, Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, floating on the comfy little cloud. Now, think about your arms. How do they feel? Are they warm or cool? Let the wind gently circle them, then rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body as you float on the little cloud. Next, focus on your shoulders. Let them settle down into the cloud and feel them soften. Breathe like a dragon in and out. The cloud holds your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Now think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on the cloud. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze circles your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth, back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your chest and belly, deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you're tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Cloud Caper. The little fluffy cloud drifted across the sky. Claude smiled at the earth below him. He enjoyed bringing water to all the plants, animals, and people. They seemed so refreshed and happy after a little rain, and Claude had been giving them plenty. For days, the little cloud had rained and rained. Now all the plants were a bright green, the lakes were full, and there were even plenty of puddles to splash in. The little cloud listened to hear how the plants, animals, and people were doing. The people grumbled as Claude drifted by. "I wish it would stop raining." Claude was surprised and a little disappointed. He thought the people would enjoy splashing in the puddles he had made. The little cloud took a deep dragon breath in and out. And decided to see what the animals thought. He floated over a group of frogs and toads. Claude heard, "I wish the sun would come out so I could warm up." The other animals were saying the same thing. He thought the animals liked having fresh water to drink and swim in. Feeling a little more disappointed, the little cloud took another deep dragon breath in and out. The plants were so lush and green, they must have been happy with the rain. Claude listened in and heard, "My roots are swimming. There's so much water here. When is the sun coming out? I need to make some more food." Even the plants were complaining. Now feeling sad, Claude took one more deep dragon breath in and out. To help him think, he decided to take a break. Maybe he had brought too much rain. The little cloud drifted away and let the sun shine on the earth. As soon as the sun broke through the clouds, the people, animals, and plants cheered. People put away their umbrellas and smiled. Frogs and toads closed their eyes and basked in the sunlight. Birds held out their feathers to dry, and squirrels shook out their tails. The plants opened their buds. The scent of beautiful flowers filled the air. Their leaves absorbed as much sunlight as they could. The sun warmed the earth. The plants, animals, and people were cozy and warm. All the puddles were gone, and the sky was bright. After a few days of sunshine, the air became hot, and the ground dried out. Now the people looked up at the sky and said, "I could use a bit of shade. Where are the clouds?" The animals huddled under the trees, trying to cool down. The frogs and toads coated themselves in mud where they could find it to keep cool. The birds said, "I'm really thirsty. Some fresh rainwater would be nice." The plants were feeling a bit crunchy. Their flower petals were dry, and their roots searched for every drop of water in the earth. "My roots are so dry. When will it rain again?" they said. Claude felt better after his break and decided he would check and see how everyone was doing. He heard the plants, animals, and people calling for shade and rain. So the little cloud drifted back across the sky. The people relaxed in the shade of the cloud. Then Claude brought rain to the thirsty animals and plants. The squirrels and birds lapped up the water dripping from leaves, and the frogs and toads splashed in the puddles happily. The plants wiggled their roots around in the newly formed mud. Claude watched as everyone relaxed, enjoying the cool water. The little cloud smiled and drifted across the sky. Everyone was refreshed and happy again. He was ready for a nap. The little cloud yawned. As he looked down at the earth, he was glad everyone appreciated his gifts. Claude thought of all he had to be grateful for. He was happy he had taken a nice break. The little cloud was thankful he had learned to listen, so that he gave just the right amount of water this time. Most of all, Claude was very happy to have gifts to share with the plants, animals, and people. The little cloud squeezed himself tight and then relaxed. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. Claude took another dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. The little cloud drifted to sleep, happy with himself.
Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.